This is the song where I listen. This is the song where I sit still. I called the dogs off all the things I'm missing. And to everyone but you before I set sail, I said good luck.
This song, called This Is the Song, is one of 10 delectable tunes on the newest release by Punch Brothers. The CD is called Antifogmatic, and the music? Well, I can't do any better than to quote Jim Fusilli of the Wall Street Journal. It's bluegrass with the discipline of classical music and the unexpected angles of rock. And all in one tidy package of five musicians, all five of whom we have. Chris Thiele on mandolin, Chris Eldridge on guitar, Paul Cowart plays bass, Noam Pikelny, banjo, and Gabe Witcher is the fiddler, and they all join me from Michigan Radio. Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Jackie.
So there's really very little on this CD, you guys, other than the instrumentation that says bluegrass to me.
Yeah, this is Chris Thiele, the mandolinist, talking. It is very bare. I mean, it's just banjo, fiddle, mandolin, guitar, bass, and then singing. And I think it's a challenge that we've presented to ourselves to do as much as possible with those instruments that we grew up hearing and playing.
I want to ask about your collaboration in just a moment, but let's listen just to a little bit of the first song on the CD. It's called You Are. Doesn't have any bluegrass sound to me. Let's listen.
About a year from now, I wake up in the arms of who I want, without the need to hide our nakedness in pure and holy thought.
You've got that bridge in there that's kind of like a rock screamer.
Yeah. Yes. That was fun when we were all sitting around in my apartment, and we had that verse lying around, and Gavers started singing what was to be the melody, and everyone just went, ooh, it'd be nice to have a song like that. Let's really get the wail.
You take my love and my lust, cold crowd my mind. I tell him my keys to the kingdom, left lock my body down.
Gabe, how did you and Chris Thiele start playing together? I know you've been playing together for quite a while.
Yeah, well, this is Gabe Witcher speaking now.
A.K.A. Yeah. Gabbers.
When I heard Gabbers, I thought, okay, good. You're one of the same person. There's not a sixth guy.
Yeah, we met 1986.
Yeah, I think
maybe
so.
Something like that, yeah. at this tiny bluegrass festival in the mountains just north of Los Angeles. It was a pretty small place, so, you know, and there weren't that many kids our age playing this kind of music. I think I was maybe 8. You were...
Yeah, I was 6 or 7.
You were 7? Okay, so I must have been 9.
Yeah.
And just kind of like, hey, I play the fiddle. And Chris said, hey, I play the mandolin. We said, great, you want to go play some baseball?
I saw Gabbers before he saw me, because he was playing with his dad's band. They're called the Witcher Brothers. They still play gigs in L.A.
Every now and again.
And Gabbers was easily half as tall as anyone else, and so they
being,
put him on a
being they, 9 years old
being
and all.
9 years old and all that they put him on a chair
to reach the microphone,
and so like for everyone else it was cute. For me, I was like, oh, I see why they did that. Now he's as tall as everybody else. It's like, oh, that must be great for him. I wonder why I don't get to be on a chair when I play with my dad.
It actually ended up being a key component to our setup on Antifogmatic, was that Gabe Witcher had to play all of his parts standing on a chair.
That's right.
So that's how it all began.
I'm speaking with the Punch Brothers about their new CD, Antifogmatic. Let's listen to another song. This one has a different sound, and it's called Alex.
Alex, short and sweet, leave your boyfriend at home and the drinks are on me next week. It seems like a real good guy. You're only as good as your last.
As loud and rocking as you are, the song was, is, Alex is really soft, and it does surprise the listener a couple minutes in. I read somewhere that the music you write is full of trap doors, and I'd have to agree.
That's a, I think that's something that, all of us crave as musicians and just as life livers. I think there's a tendency towards boredom. If anything kind of stays the same for too long, and
you think?
Yes, I do. I'm always looking for that. A buddy of ours, Gary Pachoza, calls it the Punch Brothers patented patent slap, where you lure someone in. Oh, how you doing? Bam. and so, you know, something like Alex, where it's going along and it's sort of ambiguously island style, and then all of a sudden the chorus is, you know, loud downstroke kind of a thing.
Nothing really seems off limits to you guys musically.
I guess that is certainly at least what we'd like to
believe.
Project.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't.
And who's speaking?
This is Noam Pekelny, the banjo player. I haven't gotten the opportunity to sing lead vocals on a song yet, so I guess a few things are off limits.
When you did go to record, you went out to L.A. and you worked with John Bryan, who's recorded, Fiona Apple, Kanye West, Sean Lennon. What's that like? Trying to record acoustic music can be tricky.
It's incredibly tricky.
Yeah.
Because the instruments are they're so nuanced. This is Chris the mandolinist again. You know, I think John realized that from the start, and he sat us down in the control room. He would sort of crouch down in all sorts of awkward ways in the middle of us and try and find where he was hearing the evidence of what we were actually trying to put through the instruments.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's a certain amount of edge that comes off of these bluegrass instruments that I think in modern recording techniques people have tried to smooth that over a little bit. Is maybe in efforts to make it more palatable. But John kind of, I think he really heard the aggression coming out of these instruments on some of these songs and really felt like it was his mission to capture that.
Let's play one more song from the CD before we finish up. That's Welcome Home, and it almost sounds like an orchestra in the background, sort of reminiscent of the Beatles.
Awesome. I like that. A little George Martin string part there, kind of. Yeah, I'd go there.
Well, before we part, tell me about the title, which I really like, Anti-Fogmatic. I want to make one.
Oh, yes, you should. You should make an Anti-Fogmatic for yourself. It's an antiquated term for a bracing beverage, alcoholic, generally rum or whiskey, that you would have in the morning before going out to work in rough weather to sort of warm yourself, stave off any ill effects.
Different times when you would make yourself a cocktail before going out to work in the morning. We recommend public transportation.
Yes. Well, listen, it really has been fun speaking with you, the Punch Brothers.
Likewise.
Thank you so much, Aggie.
Chris Thiele, Chris Eldridge, Paul Cowart, Noam Pekelny, and Gabe Witcher. Their last CD is Anti-Fogmatic, and they spoke to us from the studios of Michigan Radio in Ann Arbor. And I want to thank everybody. It's been bracing.
Excellent.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
You can hear the Punch Brothers live in concert as part of our coverage of the Newport Folk Festival. Listen live with your NPR Music iPhone app or at our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.